bud?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, man. Good chatting with you this morning.
We were just hanging out not that long ago when you were in town in Kansas City at Whiskey Tango. We had a great night that night.
Absolutely. It was a lot of fun.
No doubt. Tracy Lawrence back with us today to talk more and maybe play a little cut from something we talked about earlier this year, and that is the new project. Very excited about this.
I am, too. Getting ready to hit the stores on November the 10th. It's called Good Old Days. 9 old hits for me that I've done duets with some of the more contemporary artists in the business, everything from Sticks and Stones to Paint Me a Birmingham. 2 new songs, including the album title track, Good Old Days with Big and Rich, my buddy Brad Arnold from Three Doors Down. So a lot of star power on this record.
No question about that. And you tend to get the stars. I remember when Find Out Who Your Friends Were out. You got some guy named Kenny and some guy named Tim to sing with you.
You know, I've been very blessed with a lot of great friends over the years. I consider myself a good friend, I guess. You know, I'm always there when folks need something. I think that's the great thing about country music. You know, people reciprocate back and forth with each other. We do each other's charity events, and we've always tried to work hand in hand. I think that's something really special about this community.
No question about that. And you've been a longtime friend of the program at KFKF, friend of radio too. I remember years ago at a seminar at the Country Radio Seminar, I opened the door and you were sitting in on a seminar session. I don't think I've ever seen an artist do that.
I like the business. I've always been a big student of the business side of this industry, even from the beginning of my career when I first came to town. So I find it fascinating. I've got my own radio show now, so I'm kind of playing around on the radio side of it too.
I'm aware of that, and I keep talking to ownership about adding it because it's exactly what KFKF does.
I agree. I should be on KFKF.
I got a conference call with the owner this morning. I'm going to bring it up again.
Awesome.
Maybe you could be there to help me. A little backup.
There you go.
Okay, that's Tracy Lawrence we're talking to. Good Old Days is the project. We're going to play a cut from it coming out. Today's kind of a special day on the calendar, Tracy. It is Men Make Dinner Day. You cook?
I cook all the time. I'm the primary cook in our house.
Is that right?
Oh, yes. I do most of the grocery shopping and cook most of the meals. My kids, when I'm gone for lengthy periods of time, you'd think they're starving to death because I buy different food than the stuff that my wife buys. You know, she's kind of a health nut, and the pantry gets a little bit bare, and she don't buy the cookies and the ice cream and all that stuff. So they like it better when I'm home.
All right, we're talking to Tracy Lawrence. Good Old Days is the project that is coming out, you say, November 10th?
November the 10th in stores, yes, sir.
That's going to be a week from Friday. Now, the cut that I picked from it that we're going to play is the one with Jason Aldean. And the reason I did that is because, you know, Jason was on stage out in Vegas when the shooting started, and he didn't get hit at all. But it had to hit close to home for you because back in 1991, for those who don't know, you got shot not once but 4 times.
It did hit home for me. I had actually been texting with Jason about a friend of ours the night before. I think I was talking to him about an hour before he went on stage and then went to bed. I was at home and woke up the next morning to all the stuff that had happened. So I was obviously, he and I had talked back and forth several times since then, but he was really shook up. Being somebody that's been through a traumatic injury and been assaulted like that, going through, you know, mugging and everything, I think there's some things that linger around. So hopefully he's going to be able to go talk to somebody about that. And Chris Young was back there too.
Sure.
His bullets were bouncing around the pavement all around him, and the guys from Big and Rich were out there. It affects everybody.
Do you ever think about that when you're on stage and maybe flinch when you hear a noise?
Not really. A lot of people make comments about the way that Jason exited the stage. Man, when you have those ear moles in and you're listening to your mix, you're actually locked into your own world. And somebody had to literally tell him to get off the stage. It probably took him a minute for it to dawn him actually what was going on. You know, you really get separated from all that. You've got a spotlight in your face, so you really can't see. It's basically a pair of headphones, and you're listening to the entire mix of everything around you. You're very isolated.
Well, Good Old Days is the project, and Jason does sing with you on one of the cuts. You mentioned Chris Young. He's on one of the cuts as well. It's out next Friday. We are working on a cool way to get you back to KF Country for 2018, which I can't talk about yet. So we're just going to play the song. You want to set it up?
Absolutely. This song was originally done in 1993 on an album called Alibis. It was a big number one record for me. Doing this with my friend, Mr. Jason Aldean. Hope you like this. This is Can't Break It to My Heart.